Praise the Lord this morning, saints.
Praise the Lord.
It is a great day in the Lord. Yes, we are truly blessed. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our word today comes from the book of Genesis,
Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 7. Amen. That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
Amen.
It reads as follows. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
And man became a living soul.
Amen. Amen.
That's our topic today. It's going to be entitled, The Gift of Life. Because that's what this is. Right?
Yes.
Now, the earth was bare of any human being.
Mm.
God had already created the earth, the stars, the fish, the plants, the birds, the animals, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
God created man to have dominion over everything, right?
Mm.
Adam was the first human being to walk on the earth, right?
Wow.
Think about it.
Mm.
God breathed life into Adam, and that is when he became a living soul.
Wow.
We tend to forget at times that our lives are a gift from God.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
We also need to remember when we receive gifts, we need to be thankful, right?
Yes.
We have received gifts in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We were thankful.
Mm-hmm.
But no gift that we've ever received in life has been as much as this gift.
Yes.
The gift of life.
The gift of life.
Now, Jesus. Think about it for a second. How do you feel when you give someone a gift and they don't show any kind of appreciation?
Don't like
they don't
it.
Say thank you.
Mm-mm.
You send them a letter or you send them a gift in the mail and they don't even text you and tell you they got it or to say thank you.
Mm-mm.
Imagine how God feels. He created all of us.
Mm-mm.
Where have we shown our thanks for that?
Wow.
Okay? I'm going to get into this a little bit, so bear with me.
Blessing.
As I just mentioned, Adam was given a job by God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
To have dominion of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that brings up a question. What job did God give us?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, it is kind of complicated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I shall explain it to you by giving you some facts.
Okay.
Number one, when Adam sinned, man lost contact with God as Adam hid himself from God because of his sin, right?
Yes.
Think about it. Before the sin, God and Adam were on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
God said, do this, and Adam did it. There was no backlash. There was no procrastination. God said, do this, and Adam did just what he was told. Right?
Mm. Amen.
God knew that he needed someone to reconcile man back to God since Adam sinned, right?
Amen.
So God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for that purpose.
Hmm.
That's John 3:16, for God so loved the world, right?
Right.
Jesus brought us salvation, and he is the way back to God, right?
Right.
John 14:6 simply says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
Now, every human was given a free will, and we can make our own decisions, right?
Amen.
Sometimes to our detriment. Would you agree?
Amen.
God, salvation is not, well, let me start. Salvation is available to every human, whether we realize it or not.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
God gave us the Bible to learn of him. Would you agree? Jesus lived as a human so that he could relate to whatever us humans were going through. Now think about it. During Jesus' walk on the earth, he witnessed jealousy, hatred, love, envy, strife. He temptation, right? He got to endure and see all this firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
So he can relate to us.
Wow.
Probably better than we can. Jesus died on the cross to fulfill his job, given by God.
Mm-hmm.
Getting baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. So, when we receive our salvation, Romans 10:9, if you confess with your, no, believe in your heart and mm-hmm. confess with your mouth, mm-hmm. thou shalt be saved, right?
Yeah.
When we got saved, we became Christians.
Yes, yes we did.
So, go back to that question. What job does God want us to do? Mm-hmm. Number one, mm-hmm. God wants us to learn about Him. Mm. Right?
Right.
Secondly, He wants us to be baptized. Mention that.
Yeah.
But He also wants us to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Mm. Think about it. Jesus sent the Comforter to comfort us.
Yeah.
To lead us into all truths, right?
Yes.
Well, if we don't, if our spirit isn't awakening within us, that's going to be a little difficult. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes.
God wants us to have a relationship with Him through Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. God wants us to pray daily. Mm. God wants us to keep His commandments. That's mm. our job, right?
Right.
We're Christians, right? Mm-hmm. He wants us to fellowship with other Christians, right? Mm. He wants us to grow in the knowledge of God and hear His voice. Mm. You cannot hear God's voice if you don't know Him. You cannot hear God's voice if you don't have a relationship with Him, right?
Right.
This is what God wants now. Mm. Here's a good one. God wants us to repent daily. Mm. He wants us to let go of the past and move forward with Him as your guide. Mm. Right? Mm. Here's another one. He wants us to lead others to Christ, as stated in the Great Commission, which says, go ye therefore, Matthew 28:19, if you keep mm-hmm. score, 19 and 20. Mm-hmm. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, mm. teaching them to observe all things whatever I, meaning God, have commanded you. And lo, I am always with you, even until the end of the world, right? The closer you get to God, the more you'll be able to do these things, right?
That's
true. It's really hard not to do them if you're not that close to Him, okay?
Yes.
Telling you from experience. Mm-hmm. Now that we know the jobs that God has given us, we all have work to do. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
We are human, and we like controlling our lives. Mm-hmm. We want to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to play God, in other words, okay? We want to be able to do whatever we want, whenever we want, our decision. And we get angry when somebody else tries to tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. Right? If we have that problem with a human telling us what to do, how are we going to do it with God? Right? Mm-hmm. Big difference. Mm-hmm. God wants to control our lives as well. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, our way really doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But God's way always works. Mm-hmm.
Amen?
This decision to let God run our lives that we must make is the hardest decision that we will ever face. Wouldn't you agree?
Amen.
So the question is, do we keep doing things our way or do we let go and let God? Mm. Right? Now, during our lives, we've had many sacrifices that we have made. Mm-hmm. Right? For ourselves, more likely.
That's true.
Right? Here are some of them. We sacrifice our time and our money when we have kids. Do I have to expand on that at all? If you have any kid, I don't care if you have one or 20, you're going to have to sacrifice your time and your money. Kids ain't cheap, okay? Here's another one. We sacrifice our time and gas going to work to earn money, right? It's a sacrifice we have to make. We sacrifice ourselves by conforming to the rules of our job to keep our job, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't necessarily agree with everything they're doing at our job, but we got to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. We got to be a team player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here's one. We sacrifice our time to go to church, mm-hmm. don't we? Mm-hmm. We sacrifice our time and energy when we volunteer. We sacrifice our money when we tithe, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We sacrifice our peace of mind at times every day. Mm-hmm. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. Some more than others. That's why they got pills, okay? In case your peace of mind is gone, you know, the pill can kind of settle you down, mm-hmm. bring you back, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, all of these things I mentioned is fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. But here is what we should be sacrificing to God. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Ready.
Number one, we need to sacrifice our time by spending quality time with God. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking 5 minutes, God. I'm not even talking 10. We should be thinking about God, trying to talk to God, spend time with God daily. And we should do it more often. If we're being honest with ourselves, we fall short. Am I being honest? But everybody falls short, including yours truly. Number two, we need to sacrifice our ideas and give them to God. We've had a lot of bright ideas in our time, right? They haven't worked out. Maybe we should have run them by God first, see if that was a good idea or a bad idea. We could have saved ourselves a lot of grief, right? Number three, we need to sacrifice our own decisions by asking God what we should do.
That's the truth.
Number four, we need to sacrifice what we know is wrong and do what we know is right. Mm-hmm. Can y'all get an amen on that? Mm-hmm. We really, really do. If you think about it, we know what's wrong.
Amen.
We know. We know before we do it,
yeah.
But we do it anyway,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
We're sinners.
Saved by grace.
Saved by grace, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we need to do what is right, what we know is right, mm-hmm. and stop doing what we know is wrong. Another one. We need to sacrifice our ego mm-hmm. and admit that we sin and repent.
Amen.
Think about it. A lot of times we don't repent because of our ego. Well, it is what it is. You know. Mm-hmm. It don't work that way, saints. Mm-mm. You got to lay down that ego of yours, your pride, all of that nonsense, and admit, say to the Lord, you know, Lord, I sin. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Okay? Real repentance means I'm sorry. Lord, I will try not to do this again. Please help me not to do this again. If you're going to repent, guys, that's repentance. Mm-hmm. Not just saying, forgive me, Lord. Forgive you for what? What did you do? Mm-hmm. You know, break it down. Mm-hmm. I mean, God knows anyway what you've done, okay? It ain't like it's a secret to him. Amen. You can't go hiding yourself like Adam did from God. Mm-hmm. He still see you.
He does.
Okay?
He does.
We need to sacrifice our unbelief and know that God is with us always. Just like the scripture just said, I am with you always to the ends of the earth. Because he is with us always. We cannot go anywhere without God being there. Jonah was in the belly of a whale. God was there. Right?
Right.
Noah was in the ark during a massive rainstorm. God was there.
Yeah.
Right? I can go on and on, right? But you get the point. We need to sacrifice doubt and turn that doubt into faith. Hmm. Right?
Right.
This is what God wants us to do, right? Because doubt creates doubt. Mm-hmm. If doubt begots doubt, begot doubt on down the line. But if you say, you know what? I don't have any doubt in my mind that God is with me, that God will take care of me. That's faith.
Amen.
Simple as that. Now, the main thing God wants us to do mm-hmm. is to sacrifice our lives and give it to God. Mm. Okay? Easier said than done. I gave you all the reasons why we don't do it. We're egotistical, we got pride, we don't want to, mm-hmm. we want to make our own decisions, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. But saints, God gave us the gift of life. That's showing our appreciation.
Yes.
Because it's not our lives to live anymore.
Exactly.
He created us for him, not for our own selves. We never think about that. But we weren't created for us. We was created for him. Hmm. We were created in his own image.
That's a blessing.
Amen. That is a blessing. That's a major blessing. Amen.
Amen.
God gave us the gift of life. Life is very precious. You know, God gave us a life, but we don't have the right to take it. Mm-hmm. We don't have the right to take someone else's lives. Mm-hmm. We don't have the right to take our own lives. Mm-hmm. It's precious. It's a gift from God, and we belong to God. Right?
Right.
Think about it. Life is so precious and unpredictable, right? You could be here 1 minute and gone the next. We don't know when But we're all going to take that final step one day.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be great to enjoy every moment of every day that you do have? Because it's not promised that you won't have another one.
That's the truth.
Amen. That being said, saints, it is our decision as to what we do with this life that God has gave us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a gift from God, mm-hmm. and we should use it to please God, not ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in,
yes.
in the all the earth.
Yes.
Lord, we love you. Thank you for this word, Lord. Thank
yes,
you for using
Jesus.
Me. Father, I pray this word will touch many. And we thank you for the gift of life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We wouldn't be here without you, Lord. We owe you so much. You
yes,
gave us, made us a living soul.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to make the necessary sacrifices and things that we need to do to get closer to you, to please you, Lord. That is our job as Christians.
Yes,
help us to become true Christians by doing all the things that I pointed out, oh Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for this word.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, forgive us. We've all fallen short.
Yes.
Everybody's fallen yes. short in this area.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, you are so merciful,
yes,
so full of grace.
Yes, Lord.
So forgiving.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for forgiving us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we ask for your help. Help us, Lord, to be who you created us to be. Help us, Lord, to serve you with our deeds, not our words.
Yes, Lord.
Father, be with us, be with our families, be
yes,
with our
Jesus.
Friends, be with us all.
Yes, Jesus.
Help us, Lord, to understand that this gift of life is a true special gift. Father, we pray that this word go throughout the land. May you be glorified. May it draw people to you, Lord. I
yes,
pray, Lord, that it'll touch their hearts, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for this word.
Yes, Jesus.
And I ask everything in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.